Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Playlists and Plotlines podcast. If you're new here, I'm Allie.
And I'm Ari.
And we are so excited because today we are currently shooting our podcast on the floor of Ari's room.
Yes! We are together IRL.
Very, very exciting. Okay, I'm putting the mic down. Excuse the the noises, because mine can get a little bit further of a distance. We are very excited. Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say. Today, we are going to be talking about the parallels. I'm playing with a hanger. We're talking about the parallels of Chinford and Buddy, and then we're going to be doing some headcanons because our shows are off air.
The Rookie for 8 months.
It's been a week since our shows have been on hiatus, and it's
torture.
It's been rough. It's been a little bit over a week. It's been rough out here.
I don't know how I'm
going to get 2 weeks for The Rookie.
Wait, yeah, because it's on Tuesday, so it's almost been, oh.
But yeah, very, very sad. But yeah, let's get started.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to start?
You name watching for stuff, and I say the Buddy thing that I would match up with them.
Okay. Like
that's what we
So thinking. I know you said that, like, one of the first things is that, like, we were talking about this earlier, and you said that Buck gets, Eddie, I don't remember which one, gets hurt, like, shortly after they meet each other?
Oh, it's Buck.
And the same thing happens with Chinford, because, you know, Tim literally gets shot.
On the first day.
On the...
There's just, like... Because he got hurt towards the end of... He got hurt during, like, the finale of season two, like, around then. Because he got his leg... That was when he got his leg stuck under the fire engine. Uh-oh. And Eddie, like, held his hand the whole time. They were trying to get him out. It was very, very sad. Very, very sweet. And they had only known each other probably for, like, 6 months.
That's so... I mean, like, similarly, that is kind of what happened with the OD. Like, a little bit. Like, because I think Chinford had only known each other for, like...
A year?
Less than a year, I think.
It would be a year. Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting.
I don't know when they took their 6 month exam.
It was before DOD.
So, like, a little bit more than 6 months. But, like, somewhere between 6 months and a year is when DOD happened.
I keep forgetting that first three seasons of the rookie are all.
Like, a year and a half?
Or
like,
rookie year, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I think it's, like, maybe, like, halfway through season three is when Lucy and Jackson become P2s. Because, like, that's around when they become P2s, around when Angela is, like, planning her wedding and everything.
Oh, yeah, we've been watching The Rookie.
Yeah.
Since I've been here. And we'll probably actually get to that tonight.
Yes, because Allie is now on season three.
Yes.
Just started season three.
Yes, yes.
So, she now knows. Well, I mean, you knew a lot before, but, like...
I know pretty much everything about this show.
You know more what I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
What are some other parallels with Buddy?
They both got dog... Digged out of Buck. Dug. Well, attempted to dig Eddie out of the ground. And Tim did dig Lucy out of the ground.
That, I felt so, oh my god. That entire, like, Tim kills me in DOD.
And Eddie did not go into, like, arrest. But he did have pretty bad hypothermia. Like, he was trying to walk.
Poor King.
I was gonna show you this.
What are you gonna show me?
I'm on the podcast gonna show Ari.
It's your business anymore, man.
DeLuca.
Yeah, it's DeLuca crashing out.
Yeah. Coming. Eddie coming out to Buck. You can't. Here, let me turn my brightness down.
Eddie coming out to Buck.
I don't know if you guys can see that. Oh. But that is the first thing when you look up Eddie coming. Okay. Eddie coming out of the... Well... Freaking out.
Okay, that is so Tim on DOD Core.
He's having like a breakdown. I was trying to find the picture of him like when Eddie comes out of the well. Because you should see how Eddie looks. Not like it's kinda scary.
Poor King. I feel bad for him. Did you find it?
I don't know. Oh, here you go. That's him trying to get out.
Try and pick up Diaz's heat signature. Okay.
Eddie,
Eddie, he's so out of breath because he had air when he first went down for like the first while he was down there, but then when the rubble crushed, the dam broke, and he like. Was basically swimming. Okay.
Poor King.
So, now that I've transferred, so I was thinking, so each season of 9, if you're a 911 fan, you would know this, but each season of 911, there is a opening emergency that's, like, really big. Okay. And a closing emergency that's, like, really big.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm trying to think of all the opening and closing emergencies where there's buddy situations. Buck's always getting hurt. Lucy's always getting hurt.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
And actually more of Tim's always getting hurt.
I feel like Tim gets hurt more than Lucy. Like, Lucy's, like, last, like, major getting hurt. Ooh, but I don't know. Both of them are kind of always getting themselves into, like, situations.
And then, okay, so we were talking about, like, that Eddie is very much Timothy. And Buck is literally the girl version of Lucy. Eddie is just like, they were both in the army.
Yes.
They're both very hot. they both do kickboxing.
She's been showing me Brad to Bradford and it's all week.
And have you complained?
No, but like,
he's your 2%.
Of my 2%.
If you guys don't know what 2% is, we made this thing that, because I am very, very straight, and Ari is
very gay.
So we said that we both have someone that fits in our 2% that makes us go to the other side.
You have more girls than I do guys.
I have two.
Who are your two?
We talked about this.
Okay, you said Sophia Bush.
Oh, yes. I'm gonna change it to two. Sophia Bush and Lucy.
Oh, a minus, I guessed.
That's your 2%.
My 2% is just 10.
What? Lucy 1%. Sophia Bush
1%. 1%. Okay. I feel you. I catch
Tim
you.
Tim just takes both of your 2%.
Just Tyson.
Right?
Okay, Wesley is really fine too, but like.
Okay, so he can be both of your two. And then the 98% is just all my favorite guys on TV.
And my 98%, my 100% is Dez. So, weekly Dez shout out.
Dez, we love you.
We love you, Dez. I'm stretching.
Okay, I'm thinking.
What are some other parallels? I feel like we didn't, like, we, like, discussed this morning, and we should have written it down, because, like, we were on a roll. Like,
one of them both gets shot. Tim gets shot. Eddie gets shot. Eddie has, Buck. Well, Buck somehow gets hurt while Eddie gets shot. Like,
I feel like I can see that happening with Chenford. Like, one of them is in like a bigger. Yeah,
Buck gets grazed, but he falls down.
Aww.
Or like he like trips and like he falls down and he can't really get up.
Aww.
And he's or, like he hits his head.
Oh.
And he like can't really get up and he's like trying to like somehow doesn't have a concussion though. He just hits his head. Waiting, but he doesn't really.
How did he not have a concussion?
Maybe he did. Probably did a little bit.
Because I was gonna say my mom just slipped on the ground at school and got a concussion. So
probably a little bit. He like, hit his head and passed out a little bit.
Yeah, he probably got a concussion from that.
He like woke up and was like trying to get to Eddie like really fast. Like it was like a
yeah
knocked him out for a second.
Yeah.
And he was, like, trying to climb over to Eddie.
Aww.
He's like, and then when they finally got Eddie in the truck, after Eddie was pouring, like, blood out into the gravel. Oh, my gosh, it's so sad.
That's
so Should I show you another scene when we're on the podcast?
Sure. I'm kind of scared to watch this one.
This one's... Guys, here's the thing. I've watched so many rookie scenes, but I kind of know what Ari's talking about. Ari, I haven't really shown many. No one seems to Ari.
Yeah, so. I mean, I've, like, seen stuff, but, like, I don't know.
Not really, though.
Yeah.
It's easier to explain once you kind of see.
Come on, Buck.
So. Eddie.
I was showing her a ton of Chenford scenes this
year. Yeah, we found someone on YouTube that has put every season of The Rookie in a playlist, and each of it has... Like, Chenford, like, every Chenford scene.
Yeah. Which, like, shout out whoever that is, because they make my life easier when I'm looking for a specific Chenford scene to rewatch. Because, like, sometimes I want to rewatch, like, this morning, I want to rewatch when they go paintballing.
Anything.
Like, I could find that easily. I would not know what episode that was off the top of my head, but shout out this person, because I didn't have to look it up or anything. I just searched up Chenford season one and, like, scroll.
Mama, a girl behind you.
That kid is just lucky he met you. Yes, you want to ride with the kid to the hospital?
Yeah. Stop.
The tape is ready. Hey, buddy, are you okay?
She won't come out.
Stay with me, okay?
The fact that his first concern was, are you hurt? Because Eddie, if you don't know, if you don't watch the show, Eddie doesn't get shot with any regular, like, snipe, like, gun.
Yeah.
He gets shot with a sniper. So, like, and I'm guessing if a shotgun, the bullet, like, you know, stays in you.
Yeah, that's.
But with a sniper,
it goes straight through, doesn't it?
It probably goes into shrapnel, so it splats, and that's why it, like, splattered on Buck.
That's so,
so
sad.
So Buck was covered in blood.
That's so sad.
Wait, no, Buck never got, I don't think Buck got hurt. I think he was.
More just covered with, that's what it looked like to me. Like,
but
it
Buck, like, what, he couldn't get up right away because he was trying to not get shot.
It looked like he just, like, jumped down, kind of, from what I saw. Okay. I can end this season on a bad episode.
he's just lucky he met you.
We're just gonna watch multiple takes of this. Yeah, I went right through him. So it wasn't shrapnel, it just went right through him. Oh, yeah, he does kind of get hurt.
That kid is just lucky he met.
Okay. Sorry, guys. But, yeah. Tim gets hurt.
And gets shot.
And so does Eddie. Buck's obsessed with animals.
Lucy's obsessed with animals. Oh, my God, the bug. And she's like, Do you release the bugs? I have you trapped them in my apartment.
Bugs. Buck would release the bugs. I was showing Ari a scene earlier today, and it was just like a compilation because we were watching TikToks together, and we were watching on my For You page, and it was like one where it was like Buck. If you're a fan of the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it was Buck on the rig, like they're all on the rig. And it was when, I think it was the start of season 5, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
The LA Zoo had been ransacked. And, everything was destroyed. And there was, a bunch of animals loose. And Buck was like, there's a Sumatra tiger. And going on and on and on about the animals. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so Lucy core.
Okay, first of all, there's the one I was telling you about the double date.
Mm-hmm.
In that double date, Tim and Lucy tell a story about how they got called to a call at a petting zoo. And I believe all the animals had escaped. And so they had to round all the animals up. And then
we didn't get to see that, though. So they're just talking about
it? They're talking about it because, they were sharing some, anecdote about, a goat.
Why didn't we get to see that?
I wish we would have because it would have been so funny. Tim said that Lucy was standing there trying to talk the goat out of the shop because the goat got into the shop. And Lucy was standing there trying to talk the goat out of the shop. And I wish we would have gotten to see it. Why didn't we get to see that? And then also, there's that one scene where Lucy, they catch this guy, and he's like, it's a tiger. And Lucy's like, what kind? So I feel like that's very, similarities.
Okay.
Wesley Dia? The British.
Oh, yeah. We watched the baby name reveal over and over again.
We watched, the Lopez baby reveal, 8 times.
Wow, we were at the zoo yesterday.
Because
we were waiting for Ari's parents to come pick us up. And we just couldn't get over how Allie goes British.
Wesley, dear. Amelia. After my mother.
No, he says it normally. He goes, it's Amelia.
After my mother.
Emmy, for short. Okay.
Also, we stalked Melissa's TikTok this morning for, we were stalking everyone's TikToks. So,
okay. Here's the thing, not many people on the 911 cast have TikTok. I mean, that, really, really use it.
Yeah.
Oliver, I think he has one, but, he never posts. He's a very, very, very active on Instagram. He just doesn't post on TikTok.
Eric posts relatively regularly. Melissa does too.
Aisha posts.
Derek. Liz. Those four are kind of regularly post.
Aisha posts on TikTok. Kenny posts on TikTok every once in a while. Peter Krause doesn't have social media.
Also,
Angela has Instagram, but I don't think she has a TikTok. If she does, I don't follow it. Sorry, Angela. On Rudy, who plays Robbie, has a TikTok. some of like the smaller characters, like Athena's kids, they both have a TikTok.
Literally every, I think most people in the cast have a TikTok. And like, we saw that like Allie and Meek.
Oh, keep going. I'm looking like, something up for us.
Like, Allie hasn't posted recently. And like, Makia, like, posted like a little while ago about Paris, but I didn't check like how long it had been. But like, and like Nathan will just repost stuff that he's in.
He has two reposts.
And it's just both stuff that he's in. Oh my god, the video where they were doing the give me my money trend on Richard.
Killed us.
And then the after thing where she goes.
I thought we was close.
And Melissa is trying to blame Eric. Like she's like, you know he puppeteers me. And Richard goes, I'm hurt because it wasn't him that did that. It was you. And she goes, I'm in trouble to Eric. And then Derek walks by and she goes, you're not in trouble. I thought we was close. That was like so funny. What are some other parallels?
Okay, sorry, I was making up, I was asking ChatGPT to give us the topics for what we're doing later.
Like, headcanons?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because we were just, we spent the entire, we went to the gas station to get snacks, and we were...
Spent the entire walk.
Talking about how...
What their gas
station orders would be, and also what artists they would listen to. And that turned into us discussing how we think Angela cries at Bluey. And how Tim got Jack into F1 and has the kids screaming.
And he bets.
He Jack. Bets suckers.
Angela got mad at him but lets them do it. Wesley doesn't know about it. Wesley just comes home and is like, why do we have so many suckers in the cabinet?
Yeah, why is Jack claiming he earned suckers?
From Uncle Tim.
And him just like,
I don't know anything about that. Ask Tim. Okay. Do we have any more parallels?
I mean...
They're both very protective of each other.
They are. I feel like we have kind of less. They're slow burns, too. But I feel like we have less because Buddy isn't actually
canon. I bet once they go canon, it will be, like, a lot more.
Because, like, Chenford is, like, actually canon right now. Oh!
Excuse me.
What was I gonna say? They both low-key share a child. Like, Tim and Lucy share Kojo. Fucking Eddie share Christopher.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Christopher is, like, actually... Eddie's son, but like,
okay.
Are we gonna do?
Are we ready for? Now? Are we
yes,
ready?
Yes, we're gonna move on to headcanons now.
It gave me. Oh, we can get AU alternate universe headcanon prompts. Ooh, okay. This is gonna be the rest of the podcast. So
we love talking about headcanons. Like that's literally.
I think
all
a lot
do.
Of people in fandom like that too.
So, what did my dad say yesterday? We were coming up with how we want Chenford to come, like, get back together. We were, like, talking about this out loud in the car, and my dad goes, oh, you guys are just making your own fanfic.
You should write it down.
And we were like...
Leave us alone!
And, like, I think I said something. Oh, my God! I said,
they went to go get drinks.
Angela's been trying to get... Tend to go get drinks, and my dad goes, who have you been trying to get drinks with? He's like, you're too young. I was like, yeah, I know, King. I was not talking about myself. That was so funny. Okay. Headcanons.
Okay. I got general ones, some ones for, like, the rookie. They're all prompts.
Okay. Oh my god, also we saw this really inaccurate one, and it was like, what would the rookie characters do if a baby was crying on the plane? And it was mostly inaccurate.
Should we call him out?
I don't know who it was.
Like, I could look it up.
I don't want to call them out, though, because, like, that's their personal opinion. But, like, we felt like it was inaccurate. Like, we were like, one was, like, Lucy would get mad at the parents. We were like,
no, shoot. No. Like, Angela would, too.
And we were like, yeah, no, it was Angela and Nyla. We were like, Angela and Nyla have children. Like, they would just try to be supportive. Like,
well, okay, so the first one, we kind of know, because a lot of these shows go into, like, what their childhood was like. It's, like, what was their childhood, what was their child like as kids, any traumas, quirks, sweet traditions, but.
I feel like Lucy was, like, I know, like, I feel like Lucy, like, we don't get as much information on. Angela kind of, too. And, okay, maybe, well,
Angela, Lucy went to art camp every year.
Oh my god, yes. And her, okay, my mom is a school counselor, was a school counselor, and when Lucy was talking about that her parents put her in therapy at a young age, and also Jackson said that that was weird. Like, he was like, oh, like, didn't your parents put you in, like, she was like, Jackson was like, oh, I saw my first dead body when I was, like, 10. And Lucy was like, my parents put me in, she was like, that's, like, not great parenting or something. And he was like, didn't your parents put you in therapy at 10? I was like, I was in therapy at 10. Like,
I was too.
Like, and it was not because I was, like, struggling. My mom just, like, thought I needed therapy, I guess. Like, I wasn't, like, showing signs of, like, mental illness. Like, really. Okay. So, like, but I feel like she was also kind of sheltered. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, and I, like, I know Nyla just had to grow up, no, not Nyla, Angela had to grow up really fast, and I don't know, does Nyla, I feel like Nyla never describes what exactly got her into policing.
Yeah, that's a good point. She always tells Nolan to back off when he asks.
Like, because, like, we know that, like, her mom is, like, very, like, trusting, and, like, forgiving, and she said something, like, this season about how, like, can you grab my strawberry blanket? We're gonna get under blankets.
No, I'm using this as a rest for my back.
Honestly,
you can use this as a blanket.
But, yeah, we were talking about how, because, like, she's talking with her mom, and she's like, yeah, like, you're so trusting and stuff. And so I'm, like, curious, and, like, she said, like, I used to be too. And so I'm curious what exactly led her to do UC work in, like, policing.
Nyla's mom did UC work?
No, Nyla did.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
Because she did, like, serious, like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, she did serious, like, I don't know. Like, I'm always curious, like, what led her to policing? Was she an actress as a kid and was like, UC work would be so fun? Like,
okay, I feel like Tam was definitely, like, was really bad at school.
I've been thinking this too. I think that
not like he wasn't trying. I just feel like no one ever really believed him because he had such bad parents.
I feel like he would constantly have bad grades, especially in, like,
elementary school. And then he would get grounded and beat by his dad.
Yes, but because I feel like, in high school, maybe it was slightly better. Like, his grades were slightly better. But, like, in elementary school and middle school, I feel like, when your parents are, like, supposed to be helping you with your homework, I feel like because his parents didn't, he would, like, really struggle. And then it would, like, his dad would, like,
especially because he has, kinetic learning user.
Oh my god. Which, like, I have something, I feel like I have something similar. Okay.
I do. I am.
Like, and so I feel like if my parents hadn't been there to help me.
Nonverbal learning.
Yeah, I do too. And so, like, I feel like if my parents hadn't been there to help me and, like, I hadn't had good teachers, I would have struggled. So I can see that happening with Tim. Mm-hmm. Where it's like he. I feel like Isabel helped him because Lucy says something about how she contacted Isabel about, like, how he learns. So I feel like Isabel also kind of helped him with that. Also, I'm curious about, like, their relationship, too. Like,
Isabel and
Tim.
Yeah. It would be interesting to get more, like, insight on that. And, like, how that worked.
Like, because clearly Tim felt like she was hiding stuff from him. Like, we know that. And obviously she was. But, like, how did she fall down a deep path? How does that happen? Where it's, like, because, like, Nyla definitely has, like, trauma responses from UC work, but Nyla was also doing, like, narcotics work and was, like, fine. Like, she didn't, like,
take
the drugs. And, like, Lucy's done UC work. So, like, how did Isabel
get into
that? Like, I don't know if Nyla did narcotics work, though. I don't know if that's mostly what she was doing.
She was doing drug busts.
So, yeah, she's doing the same thing Isabel was, pretty much. And she said that she had heard about Isabel.
Because she did, she was, Crystal.
Yes. And Angela actually, not Angela, not, why do I keep saying Angela? Nyla actually said that she had heard about, Isabel. Because when Isabel comes to visit in, like, season 5, when Tim and Lucy are dating, Nyla's like, is that the famous Isabel? And... Lucy's like, yeah, and Lucy's like, did you know her? And Nyla's like, I never knew her, but I heard of her first as, like, somebody who was doing really good, and then I heard of her as a cautionary tale. So, like, she, like, knew of Isabel, so I wonder, like, I don't know, like, I wonder how...
I just feel like, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
I was just gonna say, like, I don't think we know a lot about these characters, like, childhood backstories.
Yes.
And, like, most TV shows you get some sort of, like,
yes,
like Grey's Anatomy, everyone has everyone has a childhood backstory,
literally everyone.
So, like, I mean, like, we get a lot of Bucks in 911.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a big part of a storyline.
Yeah.
We don't really get any about anyone else. I mean, we get a little bit about Chimney, because Chimney has a dead foster brother.
Aww.
That he's really close to. But, like, we also get those Begins episodes in 911, so we get a lot of their back.
We don't ever get that. I don't even...
I feel like that would be so cool. They should start doing
I'm begging.
Imagine watching a Tim Begins episode.
Oh my god, like, him and his little Millie, like...
I want to learn more about Gray's backstory. I
feel like we get... What is up with... How? Because he...
We, like, get, like, no information.
We know his wife. We know Dominique. We know that he, like, joined when it was, like, hard for POCs to join. But, like, what...
And then, like, he also... he got really badly shot.
Yes.
Like, I want to know more about that kind of stuff.
Because I remember, yes, I remember...
Okay.
That being talked about.
Okay, the next question is, how do they celebrate holiday traditions? How do they celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving, or Halloween? Who goes all out?
Oh my god, okay. I feel like Angela didn't care about holidays until she had kids. And now she tries to, like, make it fun.
And Wesley, she makes Wesley dress up as an elf every year.
Oh my god, they do family costumes!
Yeah, she makes... Oh, yes. Wesley's mom orders them.
Oh, wait, yes! No, Wesley's mom makes them.
You think Wesley's mom would make...
Oh, okay, maybe not. But she, like, custom orders them.
Yes, like, very fancy.
Yes. But, like, they went as, like, Toy Story characters one year. They went as, like, I don't know.
I feel like Lucy is definitely one to go all out.
Especially for Halloween.
Like, she decorates everything. Tim has been a paper bag every year for Halloween for 45 years.
He's the kind of person that he will set out a candy bowl for children. But then
just set it out.
Set it out. And Lucy, like,
will make sure she opens,
like,
the door.
Lucy's like, babe, we cannot.
Outside.
And then she drags him out there and they do a couple of costumes.
And they get a costume for Kojo.
Oh my god, yes. And Kojo, like, happily puts it on, but Tim's like, he would hate it. He doesn't like being dressed up. And then, like, Lucy puts it on him and he's, like, all happy. And Tim's like, ugh.
Tim says that he would make Thanksgiving every year.
Okay.
You know what would be more fun?
What?
Instead of using our brains, how about we just ask ChatGPT for headcans and see if we agree with them? You want to do that?
Sure, why not?
I feel like that would be fun.
Why not? Let's see what ChatGPT says. Is it accurate?
I know it does.
Yes.
Des, I'm going to give you... You guys know Des on this podcast, but we're going to give Des a quick I'm sorry message.
She does not like ChatGPT, which is understandable.
I'm sorry, Des. I'm speaking very loudly into this microphone. I know I am. I am sorry, Des. I know you don't like ChatGPT. This is not Ari. This is me. I'm dragging Ariel into this.
What were some of the other headcanons we were talking about? We were talking about how
Wesley does all the lunches for school because Angela has to be at work a lot earlier than he does.
And when, like, Wesley's gone, she makes Jackson help her because she just constantly forgets stuff.
Well, if Jackson was alive.
Yes.
And all of our headcanons, Jackson is alive.
We don't like that Jackson died. Okay, we were discussing this. I feel like she hasn't gotten to this, but she knows that he dies. I feel like he died, like, in, like, the best way it could be since his actor wanted to leave. But, like, didn't have it. Like, we barely got him and Lucy as like, P2s. Like, oh. We didn't get to see him, like, having an opinion about Chenford. Like,
or being the best man at Lucy's wedding.
Stop! I know that she's, like, Selena is, like, her best friend now.
I would be the maid of honor, probably.
Maid of honor, but, like, before Selena, there was Jackson.
Oh, the headband.
Before Selena, there was Jackson.
Okay. I have a purple headband on now, guys. I'm gonna wear it.
Ellie said that Selena has the biggest celebrity crush on
Bad Bunny. On Bad Bunny. And I'm not... That is not because she is Latina. I just think she would like Bad Bunny.
Okay, he is, like, I said this. I feel like he's very a Selena artist. I also thought she would like Chapel because Chapel is giving, like, mystical and, like, stuff.
Mystical.
Magical. Bro, Benson Boone.
Oh, who do you think would like? I think Lucy would like Benson Boone. Do you think Lucy would like Benson Boone? Who would like Benson Boone? John would like Benson
Boone. No, John would like Benson Boone.
Nolan would like Benson Boone. Him and Bailey listen to Benson Boone. What do you think?
We also said that Lucy was blasting Bad Idea Right on the way over to Tim's.
On
April 1st. It was like...
And I was getting ready to Another Man's Change by Ash.
And we said that Selena checked her earbuds and was like, what are you doing? Okay. Why aren't you in the house? Also, Selena, how did Selena not pick up on the fact? Like, Selena makes no comment about the fact Lucy didn't wake up at their apartment.
That is a good point.
Because, like, she just doesn't say anything about it. Like, she's not like, Lucy, where were you? So did Lucy, like, did they hook up and then Lucy went home? But I feel like that's, like, not their style.
I guess that's true, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna look them up.
Like, I don't know. I feel like Lucy didn't leave
give
that house that night.
Give me... What should I say? Give me...
Ricky headcanon? Do you want to do, like, for specific characters?
I think it would just give me general ones. We could do specific characters. Let's just do general first.
Yeah. Then. See what we can kind of find.
We'll do each show. We read some, there's this girl on TikTok, there's this person on TikTok that makes these Instagram stories videos.
And somebody who was doing the Twitter ones. Bro, the Twitter ones were so funny. Funny. Like,
if they had Twitter.
Oh my god, they were so funny.
Okay.
They were, like, making us cackle last night. Also, we were trying to look up Gray's Instagram stories, and it was all the damn kids. Somebody make better Gray's
stories. They're not that old.
Like, Joe, you're telling me Joe Wilson is not actively posting on Instagram?
Of her kids?
Like.
There's no way.
Hey, there is no way.
Okay. Emotional and personal headcanon.
What?
Oh, sorry.
No, I was just thinking about how Lucy, I think she, like, hard launched Tim again to, like.
So they got back together. Yeah. Oh, the caption could be a bad idea, right?
Ah! Yes! Like, they, like, went, like, she, like, went to some. Oh my god, on her close friends, Lucy, like, posted.
And she does it before Selena finds out. And she, Selena runs into her and is like.
Okay.
And it's like, what?
Lucy feels like being messy one night. And she's at Tibbs. And they're, like, low-key on, keeping it on the DL.
Like, so she, like, not even Selena knows.
Not even Selena knows. And she, like, takes a picture of, like, Tim next to bed to her or something. Or, like just, like, the side of his face or something.
And posts on her private story.
Sorry. Like, posts on our close friends with, like, that idea, right? Or, like, and then, like.
Selena.
Selena calls her and is like. What is going on? And Angela's, like, spamming Tim's phone.
And Tim just, because Angela's on
Lucy's close friends.
Okay. And Tim is like, what is going on? And then Lucy tells him, and he gets all mad.
Dang. But he also is, like, laughing low-key, too. Gray is not on her close friends.
Who? Gray?
Gray.
Gray's the only person not
on, her close friends. Like, Miles is on there. Tamara is on there.
Nyla's
on there.
John.
Bro.
Bailey.
John would just respond to
that. Go. Yay!
Like, just like a heart.
Like it.
And, like, Bailey would be like, oh my god, give me tea. Like, yeah. What happened?
Okay. The first category of rookie headcanons from ChatGPT. Shout out to ChatGPT. Lucy still wears Jackson's old hoodies.
I can see her doing that.
On tough days, especially after hard calls or when she's doubting herself.
I feel like she not only has an old sweatshirt of Jackson's, but Tim never asked for any of his clothing back. So she just will, like, go to bed in, like, an oversized men's t-shirt and, like, some sleep shorts. And Selena's like, where'd you get that shirt from?
Nyla secretly goes to therapy, not just for herself, but to better understand how to help her daughter grow up safe and emotionally healthy.
I don't even think she would secretly do that. I feel like she would just.
Not tell a lot of people.
Yeah, like, but I feel like, if you ask, like, she'd be like, yeah, I go to therapy. Like, I don't feel like that's something that, like, she would feel the need to, like, keep secret, but yes.
John keeps a win wall in his apartment, a collection of sticky notes and small victories he's proud of, his version of staying grounded. That's really cute.
I can see him doing that. Like, it's, like, they have, like, an office in their house, and he just, like, has it.
Cam carries an old coin in his apartment. Kim. Tim. Carries an old coin in his pocket. From his military days, he rubs it in between his fingers when he's anxious or deep in thought. Angela sometimes visits Isabel in rehab, not out of obligation, but because she genuinely wants her son to know his biological mother is trying.
What? ChatGPT got this wrong!
ChatGPT thinks Tim and Angela are together. Wait.
Lucy and Tim and Isabel do not have a child. What is going on? What was that?
That's literally what it says. I thought it meant, like, not out. I didn't read the full thing, and I thought it meant, like, not out of obligation.
I didn't see her doing
but
that.
But to check on Tim. Let's just make it that she does it so she knows Tim will end up being okay.
Because, like, Isabel's out of rehab now. We learned that in season 5. But, like, I feel like when she was in there, like, Tim was, like, so distraught, and he told Angela, and Angela would be, like, telling him. I feel like Lucy also checked in on her.
Okay. I think these are really outdated.
Why?
Because, like, Grey's Anatomy, what I got when I just did, like, headcanon.
Yeah.
Topics. It said how Jill Wilson's past affects her parenting style if she becomes a mom.
She is a mom, so she's actually going to be the mom of potentially three kids.
Well, is going to be a mom of three kids.
Yes, as long as she's not dead. JK.
Don't speak that into existence.
JK, Jill Wilson is not dead, everyone.
Okay. Relationship and friendship. Lucy and Nyla have a regular wine night once a month. It's less about wine, more about decompressing and mutual respect.
I can see, like, Bailey, Nyla, Angela,
and Lucy
kind of all doing that.
But like, I don't know if I would see
just those two. Like, also, Angela and Nyla, you're going to see this, but they were kind of rude to Lucy after she didn't pass the detective's exam.
So, but now Lucy's their boss.
So, like, their relationship, I feel like, is a little bit frayed.
Her and Nyla?
And her and Angela. Like, both of them.
I mean, she still likes
like,
them.
Nyla, obviously, and Angela speaks very highly of her. They just were kind of, like, a little bit rude to her.
But after. I think Tim probably knocked him in the place.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely told Angela off. Because
they did, like, in the show?
No, but, like, but I'm assuming he probably did, because, like...
And now that's why they're friends again.
I know we haven't really seen any scenes of them interacting this season, which kind of makes me sad.
But, like, it's
like, we've just seen Lucy and Selena, which is, like...
Fine.
They're roommates.
I also expect Angela to be Tim's best fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Angela is, Angela is going to be in Tim's wedding. I have no doubt about it.
All right. The team has a secret group chat named Wigs and Warrants after a wild undercover op where Lucy had to wore a ridiculous wig. I could see that.
I could see them. I feel like there's, like, separate group chats. Like, there's, like, the group chat that's, like...
This next one's really funny.
There's the group chat that's, like...
Just random stuff.
And then there's also the group chat that
has Gray in it, where they're all very...
Yes! They're like, more official. And then there's also a group chat...
Of just the girls.
Yes, and just the boys. And also there's a group chat without Tim and Lucy,
where they just talk about Tim and Lucy.
Lucy, and they talk about getting them back together. And, like, Jenny is in it. Gray is in it.
Smitty's in it.
And
Smitty made the Tim for group chat.
And they were all yelling at Smitty for taking bets. They were like, how dare you do that? Blah, blah, blah. Luna is in it, too. I read a fic about that, actually, where it was, like, they were, like, slowly adding people into the group chat. It was, like, Luna was added, Jenny was added, Tamara was added.
This next one's really funny.
What is it?
Tim calls Lucy Chinford to her face. As a joke before they even became a thing, he said, good job, Chinford, to mess with her. And now it's their little flirty callback.
What? Why would he use their ship name?
Because I've had people in real life call them Chinford, so.
What do you think the group chat with that is talking about Tim and Lucy is called?
We want Chinford.
I can see him, like, I don't know if he's...
This one's just a fact.
Yes, what is it?
This next one. Wade Gray is like a father figure to more than just Nolan. He regularly checks in on Lucy, Tim, Angela, and even if it's not obvious.
Man cares about all of them. Like, especially Lucy, like...
Okay, the next one I could see. Mm-hmm. Lopez and Wesley have an annual team dinner at their house for everyone. No shop talk, just vibes and chaos, and lots of tamales.
I can see that. I can see, like, Angela cooking, like, massive amounts of food. And having, like, so many options.
Okay, and, like, next. Lucy has a secret badass call log. She keeps it in a notebook. Every time she does something that's totally badass, she writes it down like a journal. I can see that.
Yes, I can see that. And she shows it to...
to prove anything that you're gonna fight. He's like... No one still gets butterflies when he puts on the uniform. Not from nerves anymore, but because he's proud of how far he's come. I can see that.
I can see that. I can see him, like, being happy.
Tim keeps a mental scoreboard of how many times Lucia has saved him. She's ahead. And he knows it. Between, like, him saving her.
I can low-key see that.
Angela once chased a suspect while in heels, and it became a low-key legend in the precinct.
She does that regularly, I feel like.
Right now?
Yeah. No, but I feel like she probably since does. She's become detective.
We haven't seen it. She probably does.
Yeah, like, I know we haven't seen it, but, like, I feel like she, like, does it regularly.
I don't really know about much about this next character.
Who is it?
Erin.
Okay.
Oh, her press before every case. Bruce teaches him the law, reading past reports, and he's determined to prove he's more than a reality show kid.
I feel like he does that.
Okay, this next one is What If Her AU Style.
Oh.
If Jackson had lived, he would have gone to become a detective focused on youth outreach, especially targeting systemic abuse of law enforcement.
Yes!
That should have been what they did. It's like offered that.
They told him.
That could have been what they. Like a storyline they offered to Titus instead of Titus just leaving.
I don't know exactly what happened, but I feel like Titus would have been willing to. Because he was just upset that it wasn't getting, like.
A lot.
Like, talked about more.
But I feel like if they had offered. When Titus came up to them and said that, like, I wish they could have offered him that storyline.
Yeah, like something. Like, yeah. Because, like, Doug Stanton.
Next is, what if Tim had joined the FBI? He and Lucy might have had a long distance, will they, won't they, for years, but before either one admitting anything.
Okay.
If he wasn't working at the station, if he was working at the FBI, which I agree with what you're about to say, but. I think you're about to say that, sorry, guys. I just realized my headphones are. Oh, they're just on. Okay.
Okay. But I don't think Tim. This is going to be. I don't think Tim would have joined the FBI ever. I think that that's more of a Lucy thing. Lucy is more of like the.
I'm scared I was going to do something if I disconnect them. So I'm just going to leave them connected.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Well,
the next one is actually about Lucy being in the FBI.
I don't think Tim would have ever joined the FBI.
Okay, the next one is, Lucy is an undercover FBI liaison who regularly pulls Tim into operation. He pretends to be annoyed about it, but he secretly enjoys it.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah, I could definitely see that. We were talking about, because Nolan... We just watched the episodes where Nolan gets set up and, like, framed and, like, gets, like, in really big trouble with the department.
Yeah.
And we were trying to figure out, like, what he would do, he's going to do instead, like, in his future. Because he can't take the sergeant's or detective's exam anymore.
It's what it sounds like.
But, and I was saying, I feel like he would really love just being, like, a full-time TO, kind of like Tim is.
Where,
like,
yeah, because Tim has been giving so many opportunities, and bro still goes back to TOing. Like, he just likes it.
He's been filling a watch commander so many times.
He's been sergeant liaison.
He literally has the watch commander patches on most of the time.
Yes.
Because he fills in so much.
And he also, like, he's been Metro. He's been... I don't know.
Also, Wade Gray has turned into Richard Weber because his wife has been trying to convince him to retire since season one. And he still hasn't.
He's the Richard Weber of... What rookie characters are what Gray's characters? Lucy?
Lexi Gray.
Yes! I saw that thing. Okay, Mark is low-key giving Tim.
Oh, 1,000%.
I mean, obviously without, like, the womanizing of Mark Stallone.
Yeah.
But, like, knows that he's, like, really good at his job. Like, that kind of energy.
Jackson's Levi.
Oh my god, Jackson is so Levi.
Selena is Jules?
I can see her being, yes, 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 actually. Yes.
I don't really know for the others. Angela? Bailey.
Oh my god, Angela is so Bailey coded.
Nyla? Christina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. John. I don't know.
I feel like there's no character that fits his vibe. Bailey.
Okay, let's go back to this.
Yes.
Okay. Nolan, so this is what I think they should do for him to like kind of go mm-hmm. further into
yeah.
his career. They might not let him do this, but I feel like they might. Nolan teaching part-time at the academy after his time on the streets, mentoring new rookies who remind him of his journey. That's cute.
I can see him. Okay, I could see him teaching at the academy. Like, I feel like he has, like, I can see him doing that.
Okay. We're going to do these for, let's say, 6 more minutes.
Okay.
And then we need to go on to different.
911.
And Grey's Anatomy. Because okay. we're at an hour, but we can do this as long as we want.
Yes.
Okay, I was worried this episode was going to be boring.
I feel like we're just discussing whatever and whenever. Whatever and whoever.
It's kind of, we have been struggling with thinking of what we're going to do while our show's yes. on hiatus.
Because, like, we have until September for Grey's and 911. But, like, yeah, until then.
I mean, we're going to try to keep this entertaining for you guys, but.
I feel like we'll come up with stuff, and like we like other shows, so I feel like we can like
this is our first episode from hiatus,
yes.
so I feel like
we'll figure it
this
out.
This might be a little bit boring, but so I apologize that's okay. if it is, but
that's okay.
Okay, but this is honestly kind of entertaining.
No, I'm having fun.
Okay. Lopez runs for city council in the future, fighting to change the system within while still keeping her back.
I don't think she wants
she's
to
she's gonna be a detective for I as don't long think, as she can.
Angela is not a position climber. Like, Angela wanted to be a detective.
And that's all she wants.
And she wants to stick. Because you remember in season 1, when it was, like, between Talia and Angela?
She, like, let Talia take it. She was, like.
And, like, Talia wanted to, like, be detective.
To be chief.
Yes. And Angela was like, I just want to be a detective. So I feel like Angela doesn't necessarily want a position of power. She just wanted to be a detective.
Okay, so it says, would you like headcanons on specifics? Like Chinford, parenthood themes, future careers, alternate timelines? I'm going to say Chinford and parenthood.
I want to see some water. Because we were talking about Chinford babies.
Let's see parenthood.
We were talking about Chinford babies last night.
Let's see Chinford.
And we said that they're going to have a daughter.
I'm going to say Chinford and Lopez.
Oh my god. The one girl that made those Instagram stories. And it was like.
They were so. It was like. Bows or badges.
Oh my god. Brother, those were so cheesy.
Like, it was like they're pregnant.
And then it was. They had the first kid, and then they had the second kid, and it was, like...
They were a year apart, and, like, it would be, like, happy birthday to our big 5-year-old, and the next one, shortly after our baby girl turned 4 years old.
And we were, like, Allie would go, ugh, like, every time.
And out of this universe, they had kids. More kids.
They had twins, and then also Tamara was having kids by the end.
And I was like, what is going on? And we never got to find out who Tamara's baby daddy was.
Yeah, it was just a random guy.
I was really scared they were going to put a picture of Patrick and that was going to... It was like pictures from their social medias. So
yeah, like, it's like some...
I was scared that they were going to...
It was going to be some guy.
I was scared it was going to be some thing Seth. Patrick posted.
It was going to be like... I don't know, like, if Dylan and Patrick have any photos together, but it was gonna be, like...
Okay, I'm looking up Chinford and Lopez parenthood.
Oh my god.
Alright, Chinford. Lucy and Tim Bradford parenthood.
What is it gonna say?
Their parenting styles balance each other perfectly. Lucy is gentle, emotionally open, and encourages creativity. Tim is protective, structured, and a softy in secret. But he learns to show more vulnerability through fatherhood. I could see that.
I feel like he's slowly learning, and I feel like... Because... Yeah.
The next one's really good. Tim secretly reads all the parenting books and online forums at night. He wants to do everything right, but he acts like he's winging it.
I can see him doing that. Like, Lucy's, like, doing something, and he's, like, having to watch their daughter. Not watch. But, like, he's home alone with their daughter, and he's, like, don't tell Mama, but... And, like, he looks up, like, the answers to something. Like, he's, like...
Homework or something?
No, he's, like, why... Like, the baby's, like, burping obsessively or something.
So, burping obsessively?
I'm just thinking about it because that's what I've been doing. No, not burping, but, like, I don't know, like...
Like, crying a lot.
Like, I don't know, like, something is up with the baby, and he's, like...
Doesn't want to ask Lucy.
See, but he's, like, freaking out.
Okay. The next one, I don't really understand, but... Their kids wear noise-canceling headphones to Tim's preteen award ceremonies because Lucy doesn't want them to be overwhelmed by loud clapping and sirens. She calls her the mama bear with a tactical plan. I can see it. A little bit.
I can see that. I feel like she would, like...
Maybe not at awards ceremonies, but...
I can see her being like, okay, we're just gonna go see Daddy accept his award, and then, like, she, leave. Like, takes them out to the hallway... To, like, run around.
And Tim comes and, like, runs and gives them a hug.
Yeah, like I feel like she wouldn't, like, she just, like, wouldn't want them to be, like, in that overwhelmed, like, room for a long time, but...
The next one's really funny. Lucy teaches their kids how to paint and play music, while Tim teaches them how to throat punch just in case. Their child ends up serenading bullies and knowing how to knock them flat in self-defense, of course.
I can see that.
Tim completely melts when their baby calls him Dada. For the first time, Lucy catches it on video and never lets him live it down. Their teen drives Tim crazy with their chaotic creativity, but deep down, he's insanely proud of their, like, Lucy.
I can see that, too.
Lucy freaks out when the baby gets sick, but Tim's steady, calm demeanor ensues both her and the baby.
I can also see him, like, he, like...
I feel like he would be the one that gets...
Yeah, I feel like Lucy would be like, okay, like...
They take turns staying home from work. No gender rules, just teamwork. They've created a home based on partnership. I could see that.
That, they definitely just, like...
Okay, the next one is Lopez.
Yes, our favorite parents.
Angela is the fierce protector. Always checking in on homework, safety, and rules. Wesley is the soft, emotional compass. Though you can tell me anything, Dad, who bakes cookies and gives life advice.
I see that.
They raise a strong, outspoken, bilingual kid. Strong, outspoken, bilingual kids who know how to debate and throw hands if needed. And Angela insists on self-defense lessons.
I feel like Chinford's kids are also going to be bilingual.
Angela teaches her kids about her culture, dialectos, motos, cooking, family recipes, and speaking Spanish fluently. Wesley is 100% on board and loves to learn with them.
Yeah, I feel like Wesley learned Spanish at the same time as the kids.
Oh my gosh, this is the next one. Angela uses her interrogation voice when the kids lie. It's terrifying.
Jackson.
One time her kids confessed to something they didn't even do just to get her to stop. It was Wesley that did it. Wesley stole the cookies, and...
She sat Jack and Emmy down, and she was like...
Who stole the cookies?
So...
Mama made cookies earlier. Yeah. Where are they?
Are you gonna tell me?
And then Wesley came home and had, like, brown stuff on his shirt, and she's like, what happened?
No, he's like, oh my god. Like, she's like, oh. Like, she's like, what are the kids doing in chairs? Like, they're like... Like, in, like, office chairs.
He comes home as the interrogation's
going on. And he's like, Ange, what are you doing? And she's like, somebody stole the cookie. Like, what are the kids stole the cookies? And I'm trying to figure out. And she's like, he's like, oh, shit. I thought that those were for the office, so I took them. And she's like, goes,
did they have the words Wesley on them?
And you think I would bake cookies for DAs?
Okay. They argue about screen time policy. But in the end, Wesley makes a PowerPoint about with evidence on healthy technology. Well, Angela just unplugs the Wi-Fi. Angela brings the kids to the precinct sometimes, and they all know her as the cool but terrifying mom cop. Oh my gosh, the next one. Wesley is a PTA kink. He wears cardigans, runs big stills, and ends up on the committees. He doesn't even ends up on committees he doesn't even remember agreeing to. Angela calls him dad president.
I can so see that happening.
Okay.
Tim and Wesley both are on the PTA.
Okay, the next thing is asking me if I want future headcanons for when their kids grow up, or first baby scenario, like gender reveals, name choices, and birth scenes.
Do we want to switch over to another
show? I kind of want to see what Shinford's baby names would be.
Yes, because we were predicting. We said that the middle name...
Oh, wait, we never got anything about Selena. I'll ask about Selena, too.
Yes. We said that the baby's middle name was going to be Angelina.
And kids grown... I did Shinford baby names and kids grown up.
Mm-hmm. We said that, the baby's middle name was going to be Angelina.
If they have a daughter for Chinford, sorry.
You're good. I was just
Say what you.
I was just saying, yeah, we said that the middle name was going to be Angelina because it was
Angela and Selena. Okay, next. Avery Chan Bradford. Avery means wise and strong, just like both her parents. Nicknamed Ave or Avy, she's a total blend of Lucy's empathy and Tim's quiet fire. Oh, we can't do this one. They can't do this one.
Why?
Amelia M. Chin Radford. Amelia? Lopez's daughter is named Amelia?
You're right! Even if it's... Sorry, I was so confused for a second. But yeah, because her full name is Amelia. It's not Emmy.
Oh. My. Gosh.
What?
If they have a son, Caleb Chin Bradford.
Lucy would never have child Caleb. Do you? Lucy.
Wait.
There is no way. There is no way. Lucy probably has a panic attack every single time she hears that name.
Leo Chin Bradford. I can see that. Leo.
Okay, I can see Leo. Caleb?
Oh, this one's cute, but they've already done this on the show.
What is it, Jackson?
Yeah, Jack, named after Jackson.
I would say that Lucy would, like, somehow...
Oh, but the rest of this is cute. Named after Jackson, Lucy suggested it. Tim didn't speak, he just nodded. Jack's... Okay. Unisex meaningful middle names. Sky. Honor.
What?
West to honor Jackson.
Okay, I can see them doing like. No, I can see them doing like Weston or something. Like Weston because. Okay. West.
I'm gonna read these really quick. Avery, oldest daughter, quiet, brilliant. She's the one who stays up reading criminal psychology textbooks just for fun. Joins the FBI. Tim's tactical brain and Lucy's emotional intelligence. Life of the party, but the most observant one. Goes into EMS or maybe even acting, which Tim fights at first until Lucy reminds him that bravery takes in many forms.
I feel like Tim would never be one to judge what his kids want to do.
For productive him. Older brother energy in reverse. If they have three kids, the youngest is a wild card, maybe adopted, maybe even a surprise. Lucy wants one more. Tim said they couldn't.
Surprise! A surprise.
Lucy wanted one more. Tim said they couldn't handle it. Then he saw the ultrasound and melted.
Aww.
This one becomes the peacemaker, the family, the glue, the dreamer, and the storyteller. That's
cute.
Okay, now we need to get to the other shows because
we are running out of time.
Not really.
Well, yeah, but like
this is getting long. Okay.
Yes, this is just getting us reading.
This is fun, though. I feel like this could be enjoyable for someone.
Especially if you watch one of the shows. I feel like it could be fun, because I was, like hearing other people's, like...
headcanons.
Yeah, I love...
That's what we did literally last night. We just read headcanon.
It was so fun.
Okay.
Obviously, I can't have much input into the
911. I can't. But you can give your opinion. I told you a lot about it,
though. Yeah, I feel like maybe I can have at least opinion.
Okay. The 118 has group traditions. After every special intense call, rescues of kids, natural disasters, and major accidents, they do a quiet night at Bobby and Afina's house. No shop talk, just food and being present with each other. I can see that.
From what I watched, yeah, I can see that. And from what you've, like, talked about and the scenes I've seen, yeah.
Everyone has a comfort ritual at the station. Buck tunes out with loud music and fixes equipment 1,000%. Eddie makes coffee for the team as an excuse to stay busy. Chimp's dress cooks in the kitchen. Pin journaling in her locker. Bobby checks in on everyone. Checks on everyone, but never lets them know he's doing it intentionally. Oh, we forgot to do Selena headcanon. That's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. We love Selena.
Eddie sometimes sleeps on the floor. An old military habit he can't shake when he's anxious or overwhelmed. That's sad.
That's really sad.
Buck has a fear of hospitals ever since being stuck alone in one as a kid after getting hurt and no one came for him for hours. I think that would be... I could see that.
I could see that. I just know you said that he spends a lot of time in the hospital.
Because he's always getting hurt. He started purposely getting hurt when he was younger. Like, being really reckless and stuff. Because he wanted attention. You don't really know their backs.
So. Well, yeah, I don't.
Basically, Maddie, there's a kid in between Maddie and Buck named Daniel. And Daniel had, like, a rare form of leukemia and passed away before Buck was born.
Okay.
Like, right before Buck was born. Like, they got pregnant with Buck using, like, genetic testing. He's basically a test tube baby. Okay. Like, they did it to where he would be a perfect match if Daniel needed. That's why they got pregnant with him. So, that's why he has this complex of, like, no one ever wants him. And he's not good enough.
That's so sad.
Because he's not the son they wanted. Daniel was.
I'm sad for him.
I forget that I haven't filled Ariane as much on 911 as Ari's filled me out. That's so sad.
My poor king.
Okay. Hint still writes letters to the little boy she lost from the call that made her almost leave medicine. I don't remember this.
Is it wrong? Is it the 911 version of Angela visiting?
I don't think she ever lost. I mean, I think she's, like, lost patience. Like, I don't know if it means, like, physically, like, they ran away on the scene. Or is she, like, I think she's lost at least a kid.
And I can see from, like, what I remember about her character, I can see her, like, yeah, like, doing that as, like, a, yeah, I can see that.
Afina had the hidden playlist of songs her mother used to play.
Yeah.
Chim's biggest fear is becoming like his father. That is a true statement. That's not even... He talks about it all the time. That's not...
Tim's biggest fear is also becoming his father, I think.
Friendship headcanons.
Ooh, okay.
Buck and Eddie secretly have matching bracelets Christopher made for them. They don't talk about it, but both wear them every day under their sleeves.
Friendship
bracelets.
Okay. But yes, I can see Christopher doing that.
Hen and Chim have a lifeline rule. They can call each other anytime, anywhere, no questions asked, and then the other will drop everything. That's cute.
I can see that.
Maddie and Hen bond over being working moms. They exchange long voice notes about daycare drama and trying to balance heroism with parenting. I can see that. Afina and Maddie have wine nights, where they don't talk about work or trauma. There's trash and TV and snacks.
I like that.
That's actually happened before.
Aw, that's cute. I like
Ship
that.
Shiphead cannon.
Please put Buck and Eddie on here or Allie's gonna crash out.
They have! Eddie never meant to fall for Buck.
Yes! We're getting Buddy.
But it hit him the day he saw Buck helping Christopher with a science project using action figures to explain gravity.
Okay.
That's really cute.
That is really cute, but never meant to. Who means to fall for somebody? Just putting that out there.
Buck cooks for Eddie and Chris at least twice a week. He pretends he's trying new recipes, but really it's because he likes being needed.
Aww.
Christopher sees Buck as his other dad.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like that's objectively true.
When Buck is injured, Eddie sleeps in the chair next to his bed for days, even when Buck wakes up. That already has happened, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
They have matching tattoos. Not obvious, but symbolic of their survival and brotherhood. Or something deeper, ..
Brotherhood is a crazy word.
Buck as a teacher.
In an AU? Like,
yes.
Is this
an AU? That's what it was, an AU.
I was like... Well,
shout out
August.
That's August.
Somebody just must have walked by the door. So
Buddy had cannons in all caps. Okay. Eddie realized he loved Buck the night of the shooting, not just because Buck saved. There was no shooting. He got shot, but it was not a shooting. I think they meant the tsunami, so I'm gonna correct them and say tsunami. I'm gonna reread it and just say tsunami where it says. Eddie realized he loved Buck the night of the tsunami, not just because Buck saved Chris, but because Eddie couldn't picture his life without him anymore. Buck never says I love you first, not because he doesn't feel it, but because he's terrified it won't be returned. Eddie says it one day out of the blue, and Buck completely freezes.
Yeah, I can see that from what you just said.
I can completely picture. I think Buck fell first, but Eddie's going to fall harder.
Excuse me. We thought that Tim fell first, but Lucy fell harder? Is that
right? No, Lucy fell first, but Tim fell harder.
But I
feel they're both. Like, it can be taken away for them.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like she was having, like, a little crush on him.
Yeah, then, like, I can see both.
And then, like, I don't know. Okay.
They've never kissed in the firehouse, but there's something in the way they look at each other after big calls that say everything. Eddie confides in Buck more than anyone. He always starts, if you don't have to say anything, I just needed to hear Buck. Honestly, listening exactly how Eddie needs him to. That had already happened. Buck keeps a picture of Christopher in his wallet. Even before he and Eddie made anything official, Eddie knows he never said a word, but it means everything.
I feel like that's...
Soft Buddy and Found Family Headcan. Oh, these are really cute. Buckle up. Christopher calls Buck B from when he was little, and it just stuck. Sometimes even Eddie slips up and uses it affectionately. That's cute.
I can see that. That's cute.
Buck reads to Christopher before bed. That already happens. Anytime Buck babysits, Buck babysits Chris a lot. So
I like that a lot of these have already happened.
When Eddie's on shift, always over dramatic tones and complete with accents. It's Chris's favorite part of the day. That already happens. They share holidays together. Even before they're official, eventually Chris just assumes Buck lives there. Eddie never corrects him.
I feel like this also already kind of happened.
They do late night grocery runs together. For dumb cravings, Eddie always says no snacks. Buck always sneaks them into the cart. Eddie always ends up eating half of them. Buck keeps losing his stuff at Eddie's house. A hoodie here, a book there, until Eddie just clears a drawer and casually tells him, put your things in this, in your spot. Character insight and growth headcanons. Oh my gosh, there's so many. I want to read all of these.
Go ahead. I ain't stopping you.
Oh my gosh, I'm running out of breath.
I can read the Grays ones. if you want me to.
Buck worries he's not stable. Buck worries he's not stable enough to be a parent. So Eddie walks him through every single reason why he's already more of a father than he realizes.
I can see
that. Eddie is scared to love again. He already lost one person he fought with forever. Buck never pressures. He just stays. And that's cute.
I like that.
Buck and Eddie go to therapy separately and then together. Both of them have been to therapy separately.
And I also think Lucy and Tim do the same thing.
They both have trauma they need to work through, and loving each other becomes the catalyst of healing for healing. Eddie tells Buck about the will, not because he expects to die, but because in his mind, Buck's already his family. That wasn't a future plan, it was present truth. That already happened.
You literally showed me that scene. So, yeah. I can confirm.
Oh, these are going to be good. Romantic and domestic buddy headcanons. Ooh!
These are going more in deep than the Tenford ones did.
Oh, look, that was just about parenthood. We can read the more Tenford ones.
Oh, okay.
You want to?
Sure. Okay. Do we have to do Gray's ones?
Not really. We can do Gray's ones another day.
Yeah, because I feel like there's, like, so many characters that it's, like...
Let's do...
Great. We can finish up these. We can do some more Chenford ones, and then...
We could be done for this.
Yes, we should discuss music really quick. Because Renee album out August 1st.
Woohoo!
And her new song, so good. I had jury duty this week. And...
Match my lips to my nipples. There was a Lucy Chen edit to that song.
Oh my god, it was so good. Yeah, I had jury duty.
That's the only... I'm going to be honest, guys. I haven't watched it all the way through. I just listened to it all the way through. I've just listened to it on TikTok. I know. Bad fan.
No, listen to it whenever you want. But,
yeah. But I've listened to the majority of it.
It's really good.
But there was a Lucy Chen edit to that song. It was her putting her lip liner on and goes, match my lip liner to my nipples. And I was like... I didn't hear that. I didn't know that was a line at first.
Yes.
She just had that open, and I went.
Bro, shot.
What? What did Renee just say?
Bro, her lyrics in that, took my sex life with me, now the show ain't fucking.
That's
about
Eddie.
The sex life of college girls.
Okay.
But yeah, so Renee album out August 1st, I jury duty this week, and I got out pretty much exactly at 11 and immediately listened.
I did not. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a fake fan.
It's okay. I had been in a possibly being on the jury for a case I did not want to be on.
I had an interview. That's why.
Yeah, I was on a case.
I got a new job, everyone.
Yay! I had to listen to something about a case I really did not want to listen. So,
okay.
So, and yeah, also a new Conan Gray album, August something. I love Conan Gray. So, I had to include
that. First kiss happens after a call. Emotions running high, adrenaline's fading, and suddenly they're inches apart and not falling away. I can see this.
I can see that, yeah.
Their first date is accidentally perfect. Buck was going to drop off food. Eddie asked him to stay. And 3 hours later, they're on the couch watching movies like it's always been this way.
Oh.
Eddie steers Buck's shirts constantly, especially the Ronnie Warren ones. Buck complains, but he secretly leaves them out for him to find. They both want another kid eventually. But only when Chris is fully on board. Buck lets Chris name the dog and the baby. Eddie pretends to be annoyed, but he's not. They have a morning routine. Buck makes breakfast. Eddie packs Chris's lunch. Chris makes the coffee, and it's chaos, and it's perfect. I can see that.
Yeah.
I will be reading these AUs later by myself.
Yeah,
because they seem very interesting. Okay.
Now the show ain't fucking. Leave me alone, bitch. I wanna have fun.
Match my lip line into my nipples, mom. If you're watching this, I'm sorry.
Took my sex life.
Oh, ChatGPT agrees with me.
What?
Oh, wait, no. ChatGPT agrees with us.
What does it say?
Tim falls first, but Lucy falls harder.
Okay, I swear to Lordy Lord, when did... Okay, no. I think Tim fell for her, low-key. When she talked him out of doing all that shit for Isabel. And Lucy fell for him.
Yeah, I can see that.
When did Lucy fall for him?
The well. Or the digging it out. With the
sandwich. I think she liked him before that, though.
The veggie burger?
I think she liked him before that. Because I think it was
maybe
the needle.
Or the when she made the audiobook.
I think it was the needle. Because, like, after that, I feel like their dynamic... I mean, like, their dynamic, like, I don't know. Oh, my God.
Match mine.
Do you remember me trying to, like, when I was talking to my mom, and, like, she, like, I was watching the pilot with my mom, and I was like, I promised him isn't like this.
Oh, yeah, we did do that.
We were apologizing for Tim. We were being male apologists.
Only for Tim Bradford.
No, only for Tim. Because my mom was watching it, and she's, like, no context. So, like, stuff was going on. What are you looking for?
Oh, my purse.
Oh.
It's downstairs.
I think it's probably downstairs.
I just need to put my bands in. I forgot.
Oh.
Okay, anyway, I haven't worn them all day.
Oh.
Don't tell my mom.
We can finish these. And then you
okay. They both have a fear of being too much. Lucy fears she's too emotional. Oh, wait. Oh! It tells us when they fall.
When was it? What were they saying?
He realizes it quietly in small moments, like when she makes him laugh on a bad day.
Yes.
Lucy doesn't recognize her feelings until the moment she almost loses him.
When did she almost lose him?
The getting shot, like...
The first episode?
Or maybe the back? His back?
But she liked him
more. The virus.
Oh my god! The virus!
I used to have this exact drug. I just realized this. That we're sitting on.
But the virus. Okay, that makes... It's either the needle or the virus for her. But I feel like she's acting very, like, crushy during the... But, like, I don't know. I can see her being her moment of realization is during the...
Okay.
That's the first time he tells her that she's good at stuff.
They both have a fear of being too much. Lucy fears she's too emotional. Tim fears he's too closed off. But together they balance each other out. Lucy pulls Tim into the light and Tim grounds Lucy without dimming or sparkle.
Yeah.
Their first I love you isn't dramatic. It slips out from Tim after a long day when Lucy's curled up next to him on the couch and laughing at a dumb show. He tries to backpedal. She just kisses him.
Yeah, no, that's... Aww.
Tim struggles to open up at first, especially about his trauma. Lucy doesn't push. She simply stays. And eventually, that's what gets him to talk. That's already happened.
That's literally... I feel like that's what she was doing, like, from the start. Like, Lucy has never been, like, pushing with him.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Lucy writes songs about him.
Oh, come on!
But never shows him. One day, he finds her notebook. He doesn't say anything. He just starts humming one of the melodies around the house, so she knows.
That woman does not. Lucy is not a musician, y'all.
That's Melissa.
That is Melissa. That's ChatGPT wanting to hear Melissa sing.
Romantic and domestic Jennifer Tide can. These are my favorite.
Yay!
You can tell I've done this before, so...
I think you sent me some Jackson ones.
I know all the categories, so. Lucy steals all of his hoodies, and Tim pretends to be annoyed, but when she's away on a long shift, he sleeps with one of her sweatshirts.
Aw, I can see that.
Tim, it's specifically an LAPD one. That says, like, West on it. It used to be Jackson's. Because Tim misses Jackson a lot, too.
Aww. I can see that.
Okay. Tim loves watching Lucy sleep. Not in a creepy way, but how do I ever get this lucky kind of way? That's really cute.
This is really cute.
Tim does all the cooking. True. Lucy sits on the counter and talks to him while he does it.
I feel like think she cooks, though, too.
Her only job, question mark, taste testing. She takes it very seriously. I can see that. They dance in the kitchen. At night, when no one's watching, Tim's stiff at first, but Lucy giggles. Lucy's giggles is all it takes to loosen him up.
Yeah.
Lucy buys him matching mugs as a joke. Aww. His says grumpy, hers says sunshine. He acts unimpressed, but uses it every month. Oh, 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 future parent, Jenford Headcanon. Tim is a super soft dad.
Yes.
He reads parenting books, watches documentaries, and panics about the things like crib safety. But when he holds his baby for the first time, nothing else exists. Knife in the heart.
I can't wait to see them as parents.
Lucy sings to their baby. Every night, Tim falls in love all over again, just watching her rock her kid to sleep.
This is ChatGPT wanting Melissa to sing.
Lucy does sing, though.
She does.
She sings in the...
Yeah, she does.
And she sang at American Idol.
Yeah, I know it's because Melissa can actually sing that they have her
song. I bet she would sing to a baby.
She would. I think she would.
Their kid is a total spitfire. Dramatic, creative, less shiny things. Luke has Lucy's sass and Tim's deadpan expressions. There's a lot of these. Tim has no idea how to style their daughter's hair. So he watches tutorials in secret to surprise Lucy one morning. Lucy makes cop parent rules, like no talking about crime scenes at the dinner table, no protective dad speeches until the kid is at least 15. Banter and fluff, Jim Fred headcanon.
Tim is definitely the kind of dad to want a background check on their child
partner. Oh, 1,000%.
He was like, yeah. Especially after Caleb, yeah, that man's not.
Banter and fluff, Chedford headcanons. They have a standing argument about music. Oh. Lucy says playlists should be vibes first. Tim's insists they need structure. They make each other battle playlists monthly and take a vote on who wins. Lucy gives Tim a sass skill rating after every briefing. 1, professional, 10, captain, grunt mode. He pretends he hates it, but she knows he goes for it. They leave post-it notes all over their apartment. You left the coffee pot on, in parentheses, again. Don't forget to be a Macy. Your ass looked good this morning. Don't deny it. I could see Tim saying that.
Bro, he would definitely, bro.
Lucy names their dog something, like if they get their own dog, not a foster dog.
I mean, Kojo is adopted by Tim. Well, but like...
Kojo already had his name.
Yes.
So, like, what if they get a dog where they have to, like...
Yeah, name it.
Mm-hmm. Lucy would... So, you have to think about, like, they would have to name this dog.
Yes.
Lucy names the dog something ridiculous, like Detective Snuckles. Tim is humiliated, but ends up loving that dog more than anything. Okay, I think. Oh, married life, AU.
Ooh!
Should we do that and then be done with this episode?
Yes.
I say so. What do you guys think? What do you guys say?
Yes.
Okay. Yes! Encore!
Show a bucket.
Okay, unless this is like a whole fic.
We're good. Leave me alone.
Bro. I'm not reading a whole fic.
No, I'm not either.
Okay. Okay, this is good. Timford married AU Live Headcans, aka Tim and Lucy share calendars color coded. Their dog has a therapist, and love is in the tiny things. The vibe of their house.
Ooh.
They live in a cozy, light-filled house in the suburbs, but Lucy insists on adding pops of color everywhere. Vibrant throw pillows, artwork from local artists, plants in every corner. Tim doesn't understand it, but he realizes every room feels like hers, and now he won't change a thing.
Yes, I don't think they live in the suburbs. I think they just have Tim's house.
Yeah, but I can see the decorations.
Yes.
Tim has a garage gym.
Yes.
Complete with every piece of gear you can imagine. Lucy uses it occasionally, but mostly she joins in just to talk while he lifts.
Yeah. I see that, yeah.
Oh.
What?
You're gonna get mad.
What? What? I'm scared.
Lucy has a mini home music studio.
Lucy Chen is not a singer.
She sings for fun sometimes.
Guys, she's not Melissa.
Tim soundproofed himself as a surprise. She records late at night when he listens.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it, but.
Wait, that sounded like I was saying yap, yap, yap to you. No, I was saying yap, yap, yap to the headcanon. Oh. You're fine, but like.
They have a dog named Captain. Oh. A rescue mutt with boundless energy and a vendetta against squirrels.
Okay.
Tim trains him like he's prepping for canine work. Lucy buys him outfits.
Yes. They kind of already do that with Kojo, TBH.
Their daily routine. Tim is up early, coffee, workout, yes. News. Lucy's a night owl, which means they meet somewhere in the middle at 6 a.m. over a shared breakfast, sleep-deprived affection, and who's got the briefing today negotiations. Because they're both sergeants now.
I can see that, yeah.
So they both have to choose who gets the briefing.
Yes, I can see that.
Lucy always forgets where she puts her keys. Tim always knows.
Yes, she definitely.
They send each other sarcastic shit. Sarcastic shit, but that works too. During shifts. Your coffee order is ridiculous. So is your face. Bring it anyway.
The chai latte comment that he made. We had a stakeout. Nice.
They have laundry arguments, aka fake fights about who folded worse. Lucy, is this a sock or origami? That shirt is more wrinkled than your forehead, Timothy. Lucy loves dragging Tim to farmer's market, antique stores, and candle shops. He grumbles the whole time, but buys her things when she's not looking.
Aww.
Tim always knows when she's had a bad day. Even if she doesn't say a word, he doesn't press. He just runs up her bath, brings her favorite snack, and lets her talk when she's ready.
Yes.
Lucy saves his voicemails, even the dumb ones, especially the ones where he stumbles over, I miss you after shifts.
Yes. Oh my god. I read this adorable. Sorry, I'm talking about fanfic. I read this adorable fanfic where Lucy would like give voicemails, like put voicemails on his phone because he like gave her his number when she was his TO, and when he was her TO, and he was like, no calling unless you're literally dying. And so then she just left voicemails, and it was really cute. Also, we decided that Lucy and Selena collect Sony angels and that Tamara got them into it, and Lucy has them in her shop.
Because she gets her own shop now.
And that Tim judges her for it.
She's decked that thing out. No. Obviously, department policy.
Yes.
Because Gray would get mad at her.
Yes, and she's not about to break rules, but
she, like, nothing that would make the shop unsafe.
Yes.
So she doesn't have like a bunch of the core. She keeps her sunny angels in the glove box.
Yes.
So criminals can't see them. Or in the little console thing.
Yes.
The center console.
Yes.
And it's just like in a bucket. So yes. Her and Selena can look at them when they get to ride together.
Yes.
Their emotional core. They talk through everything. Lucy refuses to let things fester, and Tim's learned the vulnerability isn't weakness, and it's how you keep someone. Tim wears his wedding ring like a shield. It's the first thing he puts on every day and the last thing he takes off. He catches him spinning it when he's thinking. Lucy teases him about it constantly. Lucy keeps her last name professional, but sometimes uses Chin Bradford at home. Tim never asked her to. She just wanted to, and it makes him tear up quietly. That's cute.
I can see that. I don't know if she changed her last name.
Etsy had a baby. Tim builds the crib himself. Lucy paints the walls in soft color and frame.
They would have Nolan build their baby shed.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The walls in soft colors and hang framed art that says, you are loved. Or you are so loved. They argue about names, like it's the presidential election. Oh, they would have, like, a big, like, debate.
They would.
Like, all their friends would come over.
Literally.
like it's a presidential election. We are not naming our child after a comic book character, Lucy. Why not? Clark Tim Bradford sounds cool. Sounds powerful. Tim reads parenting books. Lucy follows her instincts. I have to spend the same one, like, every
time. But, I mean, it's real, so, like...
Okay, that was our last chamfer. Yes,
that's...
Yeah. Canon. I'm sorry if this episode was kind of boring, guys. We had fun.
Yes.
If you're a true fan, you'll probably have fun.
You'll have fun, too. But, yeah, that's the pod for today, I guess.
We have some ideas for new
yes
episodes.
We will figure that out.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye. See you next week.
See ya.